This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Four people, including the gunman, were killed and several others wounded in a mass shooting Friday at a U.S. naval base in Pensacola, Florida. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, the shooter was a Saudi Arabian officer training at the base.
The gunman attacked in a Naval Air Station Pensacola classroom, killing three people. Two U.S. officials say he was a second lieutenant in the Saudi Air Force who was training at the storied base in Florida's Panhandle.
He was training in aviation.
Captain Tim Kinsella would not comment on any links to terrorism. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says the Saudis will be held responsible.
The government of Saudi Arabia needs to make things better for these victims.
In all, a dozen people were shot, including two sheriff's deputies, in the second assault on a Navy base this week. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
The White House says it will not participate in impeachment hearings against President Donald Trump in the House of Representatives next week. In a letter to House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler, White House counsel Pat Cipollone said the impeachment inquiry was baseless and that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had ordered Democrats to proceed with articles of impeachment before the Judiciary Committee had heard a single shred of evidence. The committee is responsible for drafting the articles before sending them to the full House for a vote, which is expected by the Christmas holidays. The impeachment trial would take place in the U.S. Senate, where Trump's Republican Party holds a majority. At issue is whether the president abused his office by withholding military aid to Ukraine unless Kiev started investigations that would benefit Trump politically. The president has refused to cooperate, calling the proceedings a hoax and a witch hunt. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.